Here you go, Professor. Professor Whistler. Harold Whistler. Beth Bridges, hello. I've been eager to meet you.
Oh?
You're presenting the paper on precautionary principles in neuroevolutionary decision-making systems.
Why, yes.
Every single conclusion you draw is completely and utterly wrong.
Oh.
You couldn't have written a paper that annoyed me more if you tried. Ethics requires that we proceed slowly in predictive analytics. But what about innovation?
Oh, you're a pro-actionist. Precautionary principles, Professor Bridges.
Professor, please, I work for a living.
Ms. Bridges, precautionary principles create the only possible framework when you consider the implications of neuroevolutionary technologies.
Well, people have a right to science.
And a right to responsible scientists.
I knew I was going to enjoy Hong Kong.
Hey, Reese, I've been looking at these police reports that Fusco sent over.
It's possible that suicide wasn't.
I was afraid you'd say that.
Abel Mindler, a truck driver, a local company, got laid off a year back and lost everything.
Yeah, but people have offed themselves for less.
Well, that's what everyone assumed.
Elaine even said her brother was depressed, but here's the thing. According to the report, one hotel guest said that she heard loud male voices before Abel went off flying squirrel.
And nobody followed it up?
The woman admitted she was drunk and the cops didn't believe her.
But it's still possible Abel Mindler didn't die voluntarily.
Well, whatever happened, Walter definitely knows something. That SIM card he put in the burner phone belongs to Abel.